Back live in Sioux High's gym. It's in Sioux St. Marie, ready for the start of this game tonight. Escanaba and Sioux High in girls basketball. Dave Watson along with Ray Bell for tonight's game as they're introducing the starters for tonight's game. And the starters for the Escanaba Eskimos here tonight as they have Kamen out there with Barron and along with Kearney Salo. Out there for the Escanaba Eskimos. And here's the actual starting lineup, making sure I got all five. I do. Starting in the backcourt, they go with four guards, does Escanaba. Bailey Barron will start. She's a junior number two for Escanaba in the backcourt. Maddie Monkovich, number 10, a junior also in the backcourt for Escanaba. Number 24 is Kearney Salo. Salo is a sophomore. They just brought her up from the JVs not that long ago. And Murray Bink, remember number 32, Murray Bink, a guard for Escanaba. She had 15 points in the loss to Sioux High in the regional semifinals last year. Starting center, one of the top players in the UP. I think she's going to get UP Player of the Year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. She just scored her 1,000 point against Gladstone a few weeks ago. Kind of sweeter that she did it against their arch rival down the road in Gladstone. They won that game by one. And Nicole Kamen, number four, she scored over 1,000 points in her career. She's going to Grand Valley State to play her women's basketball at the collegiate level next year. Head coach for Escanaba's girls basketball team is for this year is Mike Beveridge. He's been around a long time. Escanaba and the Road Blacks with the orange and white trim and the orange and white numerals as well. Starting lineup for Sioux High tonight for the Blue Devils. They'll go with number two, Haley Knowles in the backcourt. Number 14, Lily Alaspa, both seniors out there for Sioux High. Lily Kelger will start. She's a senior. 24 is Claire Erickson out there as well for the Blue Devils. And number 23, Jordan Haller starting for Sioux High. Escanaba will get the opening possession, being the road team. And Nicole Kamen, right wing side, will work it around now up top. Free throw line extended. A whistle on the play. And there's a 3-second call on Escanaba, says referee Rod Priscorn. Sioux High gets the ball back.
That's always a nice way to start off. Get an easy turnover.
Sioux High will walk the ball up the floor. Lily Alaspa. Alaspa moving to her right side. A little crossover dribble. She chassés through the lane to the left side. Up and in with a left hand. Nice move by Lily.
And Escanaba came out playing man-to-man, and Lily does what she does best. Drive right through the lane.
Kelger with a full court press nearly stole it away from the Eskimos. Number 24, Kearney Salo, and it goes back to the Eskimos on the sideline. Number 10 on the inbounds, Monkovich. Monkovich quickly gets the ball on the wing to Salo. Salo will walk the ball up the floor. Sioux High has two guards pressing. Now a dribble behind the back on Kelger will be Salo. Back to Monkovich. Kamen. Kamen now, the 6-foot frame, swing pass left side for three off the mark. That three for Murray Bink, loose ball rebound, Sioux High comes up with it. It's Erickson on the rebound, and now here comes Sioux High. Knowles in the outlet, right wing side. Knowles to over to Jordan Haller. Haller free throw line extended, goes over to Erickson. Now Kelger, back it goes over to Claire. Claire dribble drive, she swings through the lane, puts up a shot. It's stripped, it goes out of bounds off of Escanaba. Sioux High ball.
Yep, and Escanaba did a real good job of once Claire got in the paint, double-teaming her and stripping the ball.
Sioux High keeps possession, left corner on the perimeter, bounce pass Kelger, Erickson up top, free throw line extended, driving the lane, Alaspa kicks it back on the perimeter, Kelger, right wing side, Knowles on the for the three from the right wing side, and that's good for Haley from downtown.
And Haley does a great job when she gets her feet set and squared of making those threes.
Now Escanaba brings the ball down the floor. This is Kearney Salo, right wing side, dribble drive. Barron, Bailey Barron. Barron now swing pass to Kamen from Salo, and it's a whistle and a foul as Kamen was hit from behind. An on-the-floor foul on the Blue Devils. 6:27 left in the quarter. It's 5-0 Sioux High.
And you don't want to get those cheap fouls. Let her catch the ball. Just make her work really hard after she catches it.
Knowles picks up her first on that foul. Now it's Kamen, right wing side, Barron. Barron guarded by Alaspa. Lily giving her plenty of room. Over to the right corner for three. Off the sideline, over the rim. Rebound goes to Erickson. Here comes Sioux High. They'll bring it down in transition. Knowles, right hand shot, no good. The rebound has Haller. She can't get it. Another rebound, Alaspa. Now Kelger, another chance. Up and in, and a foul.
Little bounce, 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 and slowly roll in.
As Sioux High dominant on the boards there, and a timeout on the floor as Sioux High just crashed the boards there. They had three opportunities, and Kelger with the three-point opportunity off the rebound for Sioux High, as Kelger, and along with Haller, with a couple opportunities there, just crashing the boards.
Yeah, Alaspa, Kelger love to get that offensive rebound and get that little putback, so they have a great nose for the ball. They got themselves in good position, anticipated and went up and in.
And the Blue Devils have the 7-0 lead with 35 seconds to go here in the timeout right now by Escanaba. Mike Beveridge wants to settle his team down as Sioux High controlling this game right now early on, 7-0 on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, if I'm Escanaba, I'm telling my team we want to reverse the ball at least once. We want to kind of slow the tempo down, take the fast break away from Sioux High. The best way to take the fast break away is work for good shots and make your baskets.
7-0, Sioux High has the lead over the Escanaba Eskimos as the Blue Devils will send Kelger to the charity stripe. And it will be the young lady going to the line for a three-point opportunity. The foul was on Bailey Barron, her first. Lily, that shot is up, no good. Kamen with the rebound for the Eskimos. And now here comes Escanaba driving the lane. Nicole Kamen off the glass, hit in. Nice play by Nicole.
Yep, she leaned into Claire, got her back, created space, and went up and made the layup.
Now Lily Alaspa brings the ball down the floor. 5:50 to go, opening quarter, 7-2, Sioux High by 5. Lob pass, right wing side on the perimeter. Right wing side on that three-point arc. This is a long pass, Haller. Alaspa down low on the block. Kelger fights it up short. Rebound, Sioux High. Kelger's there. Jump ball possession, and an arrow will go to Sioux High.
And Escanaba has switched to a 1-3-1 zone to try and switch things up. And now they're... looks like 2-3 on the baseline out of bounds.
Referees tonight, Rod Priscorn from Pickford. You have Steve Wilson from Brimley, along with Butch Pocan from Cedarville. Now Haller underneath on the inbounds. And now Jordan lob pass, it's short. It's stolen away, and there's a turnover for Sioux High. And Escanaba brings it down. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be going back to Escanaba. Will hang on to the Eskimos underneath their own basket. In a 7-2 Sioux High lead, Monkovich on the inbounds. Lobs it outside, free throw line extended. Driving inside, Murray Banks shot is short. Rebound goes to Kelger, and here come the Devils. Back the other way, they'll bring it down. Lilly will bring it to the right lane. Free throw line extended, swing pass is a long two for Knowles off the rim. Rebound back to Murray Bank and the Eskimos. And Escanaba now will push the ball down the floor. Murray Bank with the ball, a crossover dribble. 5 minutes and change left in the opening quarter. 7-2 Sioux High with the lead. Right wing side, Kearney Salo, guarded by Kelger. Dribble drive left corner, Bank on the baseline, short for three. The rebound is Kamen up and in, and the foul.
And that's a huge mistake. If you're guarding Kamen, that shot goes up, you got to get a body on her. She had a clear lane to the basket.
There was nobody in a white shirt to raise point anywhere near that basketball. Substitution now, Escanaba will bring in number 14, Maisie Lancor, coming in for the Eskimos. The foul's on Kelger, her first for Sioux High. And Kamen connects on the three-point play. It's 7-5 Sioux High.
And we talked about Kamen, she's got all five of Escanaba's points.
Alaspa, right wing side on the three-point arc to Knowles. She'll roll up top. Now Haley kicks it down low. Erickson, couple dribbles, kicks it back. Emily McLean in the game for Sioux High. Down low, Erickson back to Knowles. Pitching catch over to Alaspa. Alaspa rolls up top. Down the free throw line she goes, and it's knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be Sioux High ball. Blue Devils will inbound it underneath off the Eskimos. With 4:34 to go in the opening quarter. 7-5 Sioux High. McLean to do the honors. Emily, right wing side on the perimeter. Down low, Erickson in the low blocks. McLean up top, free throw line extended. Knowles is there for three off the rim. Rebound goes to Escanaba. Monkovich, she'll push it in transition underneath to Salo, up and in with the right hand.
And just like that, Escanaba's got it tied up.
Just like the Marquette game.
Yes.
7-0 and then 7-7. Cross half court, this is Alaspa. Alaspa nearly traveled, kicks it back midcourt. Knowles, left wing sideline above the three-point arc. Haller, McLean back to Haller, and it's fouled underneath as Jordan. Nice play to take it to the rack, and she will go to the charity stripe.
A great play, because if she would have just stopped on that initial contact, the foul's on the floor. But since she brought her hands up trying to take the shot, she gets two free throws.
Lancor with the foul, and the first free throw is no good for Haller. She'll shoot another.
And Escanaba has switched back to a man-to-man defense. and looks like they're trying to force Temple to get some easy baskets against the Sioux.
Knowles will exit, and Lily Kelger's back in after a quick breather, and Haller misses that free throw for Sioux High. Eskimos bring it down, long pass, Landcore underneath, trying to get it to Barron, and she can't, and it goes out of bounds off of Sioux High. Blue Devils touching the ball. Mankovic underneath the Escanaba basket will inbound it. It's a 7-7 game. 3:57 to go, opening quarter. Underneath, there's a high percentage shot, no good for the Eskimos, and the rebound goes to Erickson. Lob pass now in transition. Haller up and blocked by Kamen. She came out of nowhere to make that block.
Yeah, and Sioux High's gotten really sloppy the last minute here on defense. They've lucked out, and on offense, it could have easy basket. Instead, it's a block shot.
McLean lobs it outside. Erickson. Erickson, free throw line extended, right wing side, dribble drive, left hand. This is Haller, nice dish draw, wide open. Kelger up and in for Sioux High.
Great job by Haller. She's kind of the X factor who's going to get some free reign.
Bailey Barron now to Nicole Kamen, 9-7 Sioux High. Now Kamen lost the ball, nice play to slap it to Salo. Salo driving the left lane, whistle on the play. Foul called by Steve Wilson with 3:28 to go in the opening quarter and a 9-7 lead for Sioux High, and the Eskimos will inbound underneath, and they'll get a substitution. Barron will leave, and Murray Bank back in. Mankovic to inbound. Now Maddie Mankovic underneath the basket, gets in the left corner on the block. Kamen back outside on the wing to the left side. Mankovic, Landcore. Landcore, bad pass. Three Blue Devils are there, and they steal. Here comes Sioux High. This is going to be Haller in transition. So stop and pop, no good. Rebound underneath goes to Escanaba. It's Landcore. Landcore brings it down now, and now in transition underneath. Wide open is Mankovic getting by the D. Very sloppy play for Sioux High, and the Eskimos make them pay.
Yeah, Sioux High is not getting back. Escanaba is streaking right past them.
9-9, under 3 to go in the opening quarter. Kelger, Erickson for Sioux High. Erickson up high on the block. McLean, now Alaspa driving the left lane, splitting defenders. It goes out of bounds off of Escanaba. It will stay Sioux High ball. We're tied at 9, 2:47 to go opening quarter. And Mackenzie Bell will come in. Haller will get a breather for Sioux High.
And we were fortunate that we didn't lose the ball. That was a forced drive that should have passed instead.
Bell down low. McLean, lob pass up high in the post. Left side is Kelger up and in.
Nice pass by McLean. Great shot. We'll take that all night long if we can get it.
Kelger has 6 of the 11 points for Sioux High. 11-9 Blue Devils. Kamen drives the lane. Left wing side. Mid-range jumper no good for Salo and the Eskimos. Rebound goes to Alaspa and Sioux High. Blue Devils in transition. Bell puts it up off the backboard. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say off of Escanaba. Sioux High ball underneath.
And if she would have saw, she had a teammate streaking to the left wide open. A little pass would have got us 2 points.
McLean underneath in the inbounds, tied at 9. Sioux High has the ball near their own basket, and they turn it over. Escanaba brings it down, and this is Salo, puts it up, tough shot up and in.
Yeah, if I'm St. Ignace who's scouting here, I'm going to do 2-3 zone against baseline out of bounds because the Sioux has looked terrible on those inbounds.
I'm surprised Doug made an appearance here.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Yeah. Now Bell on the left wing side loses the ball. It went off her knee out of bounds. Escanaba gets it, and a great defensive play by Bink to cause that turnover for the Eskimos. She forced Bell right into that.
Yep, and that's that inexperience of being a sophomore, but she's only going to get better.
11-11, under 2 to go in the quick-moving first quarter. Nicole Kamen with the ball, swing pass right wing side. Salo head faking a three on McLean. Swing pass left side, mid-range baseline jumper. Landcore off the rim. Rebound, they battle. Nice play by Salo to Mankovic. Shot no good. Rebound, loose ball back to Salo. Up and in.
You know, you hear college coaches all the time talk about 50-50 balls. Right now, Escanaba is winning the battle of 50-50 balls.
After Sioux High in the early going was dominating that. Underneath, Kalo, or make it Kelger, dribbling off her knee. It goes out of bounds. Sioux High a bit rattled early on. Escanaba taking their first lead of the game, 13-11, with 1:26 to go, opening quarter substitutions into the game. As Escanaba will inbound it, full court press now for Sioux High. And this is going to be Murray Bink walking the ball up the floor. Left side, Haller defends. Now Bink on the sideline to Barron. Barron dribble drive around Bell up top. Free throw line extended for three. Salo, no good. Rebound in the hands of Haller. And here come the Devils. They'll bring it down. Right wing side, bounce pass. Haller to Kelger on the perimeter. Lily head faking a three. Free throw line extended. Bell swing pass left side. Knowles in the corner on the baseline. Haller back up top. They go to Haley. Haley Knowles to Kelger. Free throw line extended. Dribble drive left hand. Trying to roll off a screen is Lily Kelger. Now McLean threads a needle underneath to Haller. She's double teamed. Back out to Emily. Emily stops and pops in the paint and in and out. And the rebound to Mankovic and Escanaba. Eskimos bring it down with a 13-11 lead. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. And Kearney Salo on the right side, dribble drive left side. She'll twist around Kelger, kick it back outside to Barron, back out to Salo. Salo in the right corner on the baseline, holds the ball above her head. Over it goes to Kamen. Nice little stop and pop in the lane, up and in for Nicole.
Yeah, she does a great job of creating space to get her shot off.
Now this is played by Sue Hyde and Knowles. Knowles to McLean. McLean lob pass Kelger underneath. One dribble, nice move up and into the foul for Lily Kelger.
I wasn't sure on that pass, but it was a great pass, and Kelger made a great head fake to allow her time to get the shot off.
Foul on the Eskimos. It's a 15-13 Eskimo lead. Foul is on Murray Bink, and that is her first for Escanaba. Kelger now at the line looking for a three-point play for Sue High, and that is up and in.
Is that her about her ninth point of the game?
You are correct, sir. Yes, sir. You are correct, Ed McMahon. And yeah. Now this is Kamen. Kamen loses the ball, stripped by Sue High, and the Blue Devils bring it down. Haller, whistle on the play, and contact made. A foul on Escanaba, and a 15-14 lead for the Eskimos. Sue High will inbound it, and it will be an on-the-floor foul. They'll have to go the length of the floor. Haller does the honors. And they didn't have much time left. That's the end of the first quarter of play. Escanaba leads the Blue Devils 15-14 after one quarter, and we'll be back in 1 minute with more girls basketball from the Sioux on 1230 WSOO. Back live at the Sioux High Gym, and it's the start of the second quarter. Escanaba has the ball up 15-14 to start the second quarter. Moving from right to left as seen on your radio dial, shooting at the south end basket. Escanaba has Cadence Carter into the game. They'll get the ball to Mankovic, left wing corner. They'll lob it back outside to Carter. Carter guarded there by Kelger. Back it goes to Carter. Bad pass picked off. Here comes Sue High. It's going to be played underneath to Haller in transition. Shot no good. The rebound is there for Erickson up and in.
And smart play by Erickson to follow.
And now Kamen brings the ball down. Nicole Kamen to the right lane, trying to get around Knowles. Back outside it goes to Carter. Carter now midcourt. This is Salo. Or make that Bink. Murray Bink hanging on to Bailey Barron. 16-15. Sue High is taking the lead back. Loose ball on the floor as the Eskimos try to hang on. There's a tie-up, and the possession goes back to Sue High. Excellent play defensively by the Devils to get the tie-up. They get the arrow as well, up by one.
Laspa did a great job, got her hand in there to knock the ball loose, and then we got the tie-up.
Laspa walks the ball up the floor. Sue High up by one, 7 minutes to go in the half. Lily kicks it over to Knowles on the left side, up high on the perimeter, up high on the post. So stop and pop at the charity stripe, no good. Rebound goes to Kamen, and here come the Eskimos in transition. Nicole Kamen, nice pass, or actually just beyond the reach of Bink. It was a good idea, and beyond her reach, she could have shot it too, and it goes back to Sue High.
Even though the Sioux never scored the last trip down the floor, I like how they're taking shots just inside that free throw area. That is the spot that's going to be open against the way Escanaba is playing man-to-man.
Alaspa, right wing side to Kelger. Kelger now dribble drive left hand. Kelger underneath, nice move up to the hoop and in. Boy, she's been on fire, Ray.
Yep, and Escanaba could have slid over and stopped. They just let her go right to the lane. It's right now, it's a Lily Kelger show.
18-15 Blue Devils, back outside, right wing side. Escanaba, Murray Bink, back to Mankovic. Mankovic now kicks it out, about a foot outside the perimeter. Came in long, three over Knowles, and Haley baited her to say, yeah, go ahead, take it. I dare you, and she drains it from downtown.
I'd let her take the shot, but I make sure her feet come down, you box her out. Put her body in her every time.
Alaspa slicing through the lane, up and in for Sue High, and the Blue Devils retake the lead 20-18. 5:55 to go in the half. Kamen running the floor. Nicole Kamen, left wing side of the perimeter. Nice move, cross over, dribble, shake and bake, up and in with the right hand.
And that's where Kamen's showing she's unguardable as in transition.
And now they'll bring it down. Nice move underneath. That shot is up and in for Claire Erickson able to hit that shot for Sioux High.
And that's great. We need her to get going, so they start double-teaming her.
Now this is Carney Salo. Salo, right wing side, Barron. Barron for three, and it's good from downtown from Bailey Barron.
Yep, and that's what Escanaba likes to do. Drive. If you slide over, we'll hit the three.
Frenetic pace here, 23-22. Eskimos retake the lead. Mid-range jumper left side off the glass for Lily Kelger.
When you're hot, you're hot.
24-23, Blue Devils, 5:10 to go in the half. We thought a low-scoring game. Pat said, remember last year, as both teams are in the high 50s to the 60s. So there you go. Now Kamen, crossover dribble underneath. Nice move to the lane, no good. And they'll call the offensive foul on Nicole Kamen.
And that was a good call because she does have her arm out. And that might have been a call that Coach Bennett's been working, like, hey, when she drives, watch her arm.
He's been working on Priscor in the last couple trips down the floor.
That and Pickford connection.
Yeah, that Pickford connection. Hey, remember me?
Yeah.
I said hi to you at the lumberyard or whatever. Now this is going to be a LASPA. Now over it goes. This is Knowles for three. Up and in. No good. The rebound, Kelger. Kelger loses the ball. It goes out of bounds. And it will stay Sioux High ball at 4:34 to go in the second quarter and a 24-23 Blue Devil lead. Substitutions, McLean in, Haller out for Sioux High.
You know, Haley has been missing her shots, but I like how she's getting herself set and looking to take that shot. They're going to start falling here.
Now it's going to be McLean underneath. Lob pass, left wing side, Erickson. Back outside to midcourt, this is Knowles. Knowles, swing pass, right wing side, Alaska, guarded by Barron. She'll roll off a screen. Left side on the perimeter on that wing, this is Kelger. Whistle, lane violation on Sioux High, Escanaba ball.
Yep, McLean was in the lane too long. She's got to get her feet just outside. So they reset the 3 second call.
24-23 Blue Devils. We've had about three lead changes thus far. 4:20 to go here in the half. Murray Bank, free throw line extended over. Erickson up, no good. She tried to draw the foul. It goes out of bounds. She didn't get it. It was a pretty good Oscar performance there, but at least for a nomination. Yeah. But it will be Sioux High ball.
Yes, we'll give her that.
Maybe a Golden Globe.
Yes.
Alaspa walks the ball up the floor. 4 minutes to go in the half. Sioux High up by one. They have the basketball. Erickson up high in the post. McLean back to Erickson. Stops and pops off the rim. Rebound goes back to Sioux High. Alaspa. Alaspa works it around now. McLean back to head fake. This is Kelger. Kelger underneath, and she gets fouled hard on the play and is picked up there by Mari Bink. 3:53 to go here in the half and a 24-23 Blue Devil lead. And it's an on-the-floor foul, they're claiming. Sioux High underneath on the inbounds.
Yeah, that was a good on-the-floor foul. I guess it's going to be a one-on-one. Kelgar has such a great head fake.
Foul on the Eskimos. It's on number 22, Dutton. And the rebound, Sioux High trying to get there, and Erickson does. For Sioux High, underneath Kelger, and a whistle and a foul on Kamen. Her second.
That's good.
Yep, and that's something to watch.
And the other thing I might do with Sioux High is post Kamen up because she likes to reach in when she's defending in the post.
24-23, Kelger to the charity stripe, and the first one's no good. So shoot another. Dave Watson, Ray Belt, the Sioux High Gym for Blue Devil Basketball. Broadcast engineer working our variable resistors for us at the Radio Sioux Studios, Emily Pentecost. And the second free throw is good for Kelger and a 25-23 Sioux High lead. 3:45 to go here in the first half of play. Nice ball movement. Escanaba on the wing to the left side. Bailey Barron up and in her second three of the game.
And Alaska.
And there's a steal by Escanaba. And up and in. Salo able to hit that shot on a turnover by the Blue Devils. And now it's a 28-25 Escanaba lead. Alaska now with the ball. Right wing side over to Erickson. A foot outside the perimeter. Now Claire twisting through the lane to the left hand. Shot no good. The rebound underneath. We get contact over the top. Foul on Sioux High.
Yep. The last time Sioux High pressed, they did a zone press and their rotation was terrible, and that's why Escanaba got the easy look.
3:15 to go in the half. Largest lead for Escanaba on the night, 28-25, and they have the ball. Murray Bink. Bink splits the lane on Erickson. To the right hand, shot no good. The rebound goes to Alaspa. Here come the Devils in transition. Too high of a pass, too far, rather, for Kelger. Beyond her reach, Escanaba will get the ball back. Haller comes in for Sioux High. Monkovich for Escanaba. 3-point lead for the Eskimos with 3:02 to go in the half.
And actually, Calgar took the wrong angle. That's an impossible pass to catch and score off of that.
28-25, Escanaba with the lead. They have the ball, 3 minutes to go in the half. And Murray Bink will walk it up the floor, guarded by Erickson up top. Now Bink with the right hand. She'll stop, bounce it back over to Barron, who's been good from three here in this quarter. Now Salo, lob pass came into the low block. One dribble up, no good. Rebound, Erickson is there for Suhai. Here come the Devils in transition. Erickson runs the floor to Alaspa to the left side. Up, too hard off the glass. Rebound goes to Monkovic, and the Eskimos bring it down. Long pass right side, Bink. Bink around Knowles. Nice move, shot no good. Loose ball, rebound goes back to Escanaba. Eskimos get it down low. Kamen knocked away. Erickson back to Bink. Eskimos with it underneath in the low block. Kamen. Free throw line extended, left side, Barron, another three. She's hit three in a row. Escanaba has a 31-25 lead. Timeout by Pat Bennett and the Blue Devils at 2:11 to go. They call it a two.
Yeah,
and
she
it's
had
a
her foot on her line.
5-point lead for Escanaba, and a good time for a timeout for Suhai.
Yeah, Suhai has got to start making their layups. If they make their layups, they're up in this game. Escanaba, percentage-wise, is making more of their layups, scoring on that fast break opportunity, which is coaches talk about rebound, turnovers, scoring in transition, free throws.
30-25, got them on the mind already. Escanaba leading Suhai, a 5-point lead here, a back and forth game we have here in girls basketball. Tomorrow night, boys basketball, Casey Cook will bring us Suhai at Newberry, and the tip-off show will come your way around 7 o'clock from Newberry, and WNBY's Casey Cook will give us the call. So listen here on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well on Friday night. Saturday night, I'll be in the Cherry Capital for hockey. Suhai will play Traverse City Central. I'll have the face-off show around 6:45 to 6:50 from TC on Saturday night. And that's our Blue Devils schedule for the next few days. And Alaspa will bring the ball down the floor, inbounded by Bell. 2 minutes and change left in the half. 5-point lead, Escanaba. McLean, right wing side, Haller for three. It's up and good for Jordan Haller.
And Escanaba switched to 1-3-1, left Jordan alone. She's the silent assassin.
Now Kamen, right wing side, guarded by Haller. Back out to Bink. Bink hanging onto the ball. Now Salo. Salo guarded by Bell up top. She'll roll around her. Nice move. Shot blocked by Mackenzie Bell. What a block by Bell. Suhai grabs the ball. They bring it down as McLean able to get it down for Suhai. And a block by Bell on Salo. Now right wing side. They'll work it around. This is Alaspa. Alaspa now with the ball for Suhai. Lily gets it up top. She'll slow things down and set the offense of the Devils. Suhai down by three, 30-27. Bell back to Alaspa. Left side, Erickson. Swing pass left corner, Haller. Long pass right wing side, Alaspa. Now mid-range jumper right side is Bell. Off the rim, no good. It comes out, a slap to Kamen. Kamen gets the ball, and here comes Kamen. Left wing side, stripped away by Alaspa. And
it's a foul
called on Lily.
Kamen is unstoppable. If she gets the ball in transition.
She runs the floor so well, very graceful.
Yes.
And now Kelger comes back in for Suhai. Erickson will have a seat on the bench for the Blue Devils. And actually, that was Alaspa's third foul. I missed a couple. Now Salo back outside. Nearly stripped of the ball by Lily. Right wing side for three. It's Bink, and that is in and out. Rebound back to Kamen and Escanaba. And they'll kick it back out to Salo. Salo to Bink. Right wing side for three. No good. Rebound. The Kamen chases it down again for Escanaba. And she goes right back to the rack. Whistle contact made underneath. And a foul on Suhai.
Yep, and it's going back to the fit. At times, it looks like Escanaba wants the ball more when they're on offense. Suhai, if they're going to win this game, they have to box out and control the boards at the defensive end.
Kamen hits the first free throw for the Eskimos. 31-27, Escanaba. Substitution, Alaspa will leave with those three fouls. Knowles back in.
And it was lucky that she didn't pick up her fourth in that little bit of time there.
Yeah, there was a couple times they could have got her for a foul. Now this will be Suhai bringing it down as Kamen hits both free throws, 32-27. Suhai trailing Escanaba by five. Eskimos with the lead. Right wing side, here's Bell for three off the rim. And it bounces straight out for a rebound for Knowles. Knowles gets it down low. It's stripped away. Turnover, Sioux High. And here come the Eskimos the other way. Nice move, Kamen. Shot blocked by the young lady. That is a block for Knowles. And here comes Sioux High as they get the ball off now to Alaspa. Now to Kelger. Make at Lily with the ball. Alaspa out of the game. Right wing side, Knowles. Now Knowles, right corner. Bell back up top. This is Knowles. Right wing side, pitch and catch. McKenzie over the rim. The rebound, Kelger. And a shot blocked as the horn sounds. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Murray Bank knocking that away. And Sioux High will go to the locker room with a deficit, 32-27. I think I don't know if this is the first time they are trailing at the half. They might have been to St. Ignace. But I forget what exactly the sequence was there. But a five-point lead nonetheless for Escanaba, 32-27 at the half. I'll come back with the first half stats. Blue Devils down by five at the break, 32-27. I'm back in 3 minutes on 1230 WSOO. As we are now at halftime, and Ray Bell, 32-27 the score, back and forth, several lead changes. Your impressions of that first half as Escanaba has the five-point lead on Sioux High.
Kamen and Escanaba's running game is phenomenal. They score a majority of their points off of that fast break. Outside shooting is, they're doing great. For the Sioux to win, they've got to convert more on the offensive end when they have fast break transition baskets. And the Sioux's doing a great job getting offensive rebounds, but you got to start making your free throws. And on the defensive end, they have to get those loose balls. They have to box out and have to want it. 50-50 balls. Whoever wins those usually win the game.
Your impressions with Kamen, she's pretty much having her way of whatever she wants to do in that first half.
Yeah, if she gets the ball in open floor, the Sioux can't stop her. She's faster than anyone the Sioux has, and she does a great job of manipulating them so she gets a lane to the basket. She's great at creating space to get an open shot. And she's a phenomenal passer.
Ella Sioux High with the 32-27 deficit right now to the Escanaba Eskimos. And the thing is, too, is Kamen's getting a lot done, but she has a good supporting cast. And it just seems like halfway through this first half, all of a sudden the tide turned. Right after Mike Beveridge called that timeout, made some good adjustments.
Yes. Escanaba the last few minutes has gone to a 1-3-1 zone. They kind of switched their defenses a lot. And the Sioux has to understand their strength is playing as a team and moving that ball around. Take advantage of Alaspa when she can drive, Haller when she can shoot the threes. Erickson can do a little bit of everything. McLean can score inside. You got to take advantage. At times they're like all trying to compete, look for their own shot. They need to pass the ball and work together. You don't have to score the first pass down the floor. Work it as a team. Get that open shot.
The first half stats of the game for the Escanaba Eskimos, 12 points from Nicole Kamen in that first half of play for her, an outstanding first half. She also connected on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rebounds as well in that first half of play for that young lady, and she had 6 rebounds there. Then they had 12 points from Nicole Kamen, 8 points from Kearney Salo, and 6 from Bailey Barron as well for the Escanaba Eskimos. And Barron also connected on 3 rebounds as well. And Murray Bink in that first half for Escanaba had 1 block along with 3 rebounds in that first half. 6 points from Bailey Barron for Escanaba. Eskimos were 3 of 3 from the charity stripe, and they connected on 8 two-point field goals and 4 threes in that first half play. They turned over the ball 7 times in that first half of play. 15 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second quarter. Sioux High led offensively in that first half from Lily Alaspa, Lily Kelger had 14 points in that first half of play for Sioux High. And they also connected in that first half with Claire Erickson, ended up in that first half with 6 points in the first half, a three from Jordan Haller. Erickson led the way in rebounds. She had 5 rebounds for Sioux High. Mackenzie Bell had 1 block. And a 3 from Haley Knowles and Jordan Haller as well. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe for Sioux High. 9 2-point field goals, and they connected on 1-3. 14 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second quarter for Sioux High. And the Blue Devils trail 32-27 at the break to the Escanaba Eskimos. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back with the second half to play. It's 32-27. Escanaba with the lead over Sioux High. You're listening to Blue Devil Girls Basketball and the official radio home of Sioux High Athletics, 1230 WSOO.
And now back to more live Blue Devil basketball action with Dave Watson on the Blue Devil Station, 1230 WSOO.
Sioux High gets possession to start the second half, down by 5. Haller to the line, shot no good, and the rebound goes to Salo and the Eskimos as they bring the ball down the floor. This is going to be left wing corner for Bink for a 3, no good. Rebound, Barron picks it up for Escanaba. Barron kicks it out, free throw line extended. Now over to Kamen. Kamen back out to Bink. Bink now twisting through the line, kicks it out left side. This is Salo for 3, no good. The rebound goes to Erickson. Here come the Devils in transition. Lob pass down low underneath. The last bump and in with the left hand. Nice play by Lilly. Full court press now by Escanaba, or rather Sioux High. Blue Devils down by 3, 32-29. Just underway in the second half in girls basketball. Eskimos lead by 3 over Sioux High. 32-29, left wing side, a foot outside the perimeter. This is Murray Bink, dribble drive, left hand around Haller, whistle on the play, and another 3-second call. That's the third one we've had of this game, the second one on Escanaba.
And you know, some officials are better at watching it. Actually, some officials just never watch unless you scream at them. So give this crew kudos for keeping an eye on that.
Alaspa, right wing sideline over to Knowles. Knowles rolls up top at the free throw line. This is Erickson, left wing side on the perimeter, back around the charity stripe, driving inside. Alaspa shot no good, and it wouldn't have counted anyway, says Butch Paquin. And it will go back at 2 Sioux High to the looks like on the floor foul underneath. Alaspa's at the free throw line, acting like she's going to shoot free throws. Now Haller underneath on the inbounds. Haller lobs it outside Erickson. Erickson dribble drive and gets her pocket picked. Nice defensive play by Salo. Salo brings it down, knocked away there by Sioux High. They get it back, shot no good, rebound Erickson. Erickson loses it. Now she comes away with it as she dribbles around traffic, and Claire will bring it down with 6.5 to go in the third, down by 3. Knowles right wing side for Sioux High. We're tied on a 3 from Haley Knowles.
And I told you, Haley keeps shooting. She's going to get one. She gets her feet set.
Deadlocked at 32, 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. Right wing side now. This is Bailey Barron. Barron with the ball. Lob pass. Left wing side, Bink. Bink head fake and a 3. Make that Salo. Free throw line extended now, Bink. Now Murray kicks it back out to Nicole Kamen. Dribble drive right hand. Knocked away. Sioux High. Haller. Alaspa. Alaspa quickly to Kelger, and they'll bring it down. Here comes Sioux High underneath. Knowles up and in with the right hand, and the Blue Devils retake the lead.
Nice job. Sioux High has had 2 chances for fast break. They've scored 4 points off of it.
What a sequence that was.
Yes.
5:40 to go in the third. Sioux High 34-32 over the Eskimos. Bailey Barron, 1 dribble on the right hand. Now Bink, free throw line extended, guarded by Haller. Monkovich now around Erickson underneath. Now she'll try to get around the 6-footer. Shot no good. Loose ball rebound underneath. They battle Monkovich on the baseline. It goes out of bounds back to Sioux High.
What a block by Erickson.
Oh. Nearly stole the ball right there.
Yes.
Knowles on the inbounds, 34-32, Sioux High, 5:27 to go here in the third. What a basketball game this is.
And, yep, and Escanaba's now switched to a 1-3-1 to try and change the momentum.
Alaspa, midcourt, left side, on the lane, Knowles, left wing side on the perimeter, Kelger, rolls up top to Knowles again. Haley stops her dribble at the 3-point arc, right wing side, Alaspa, head fake at the charity stripe, kicks it to Kelger down low, she head fakes, Lily kicks it back to Knowles, pitch and catch, Alaspa, right wing side at the charity stripe, Knowles, left wing side, Kelger, back out to Haley, Sioux High up, 34-32, under 5 to go, here in the third, for 3, shot is short, rebound, Escanaba, tough rebound, Bink underneath, dribbling away from traffic. She'll drive the right lane. Now Murray Bink on the perimeter. Hesitate around Haller. What a move around the hoop and in.
Nice move. Used the basket to protect her shot from being blocked.
little hesitation, got around. It was good defense from Jordan Haller. And now Haller for three. That's in as it rattles in for Haller. And Sioux High retakes the lead, 37-34.
Yeah, Haller can kill this zone if they leave her open.
Kamen, right wing side, guarded by Knowles. He'll lob it down low. Salo, she's double teamed, in trouble underneath. Whistle on the play. We get a stoppage and
timeout.
Her coach bailed her out, and it's a good time to bail out the young lady because Sioux High had her boxed into a corner underneath the basket, and it's a 37-34 Sioux High lead here in the third quarter.
And hats off to Sioux High. They came out the third quarter and ramped up the intensity. Now they're winning the battle for the loose balls. They're getting on the floor. They're converting their opportunities. When Escanaba has switched defenses, now instead of rushing, they're slowing it down. They're reading the defense and making the right pass at the right situation.
Dave Watson, Ray Belt, the Sioux High gym for girls basketball, 37-34. Blue Devils right now with the lead over Escanaba. Our broadcast engineer is Emily Pentecost, a Sheboygan zone, working her variable resistors for us back at the Radio Sioux studios just outside the city of Sioux St. Marie. Coach's Corner, Saturday morning, scores that matter at 11:05 a.m. And representatives in the Sioux AAA Indians hockey team will join us. And then Mike Fitzner, Sioux High girls basketball coach, will be on the show as well. All that and much more in This Week in High School Sports, Coach's Corner, 11:05 a.m. till noon on Radio Sioux and 1230WSO.com, and tune in on Saturday morning at 11:05. Now the inbounding pass, right wing side, Salo for three, no good. The rebound goes to Sioux High McLean. Here come the Devils. They'll bring it down. Long pass underneath. Alaspa gets there, up and in with the right hand.
What an amazing pass. And an even better catch and basket by Alaspa.
Because that ball was a little bit above her, and she chased to get that and hit that shot. Loose ball at half court. Barron has it. Knocked away by Kelger as they nearly run over the referee, Steve Wilson, and they call a travel there. Come on, Steve. You need to get out of the way there, dude. I know he's old, but come on.
Actually, I thought she might have got out of bounds, but, yeah, I don't think it was a travel.
Markovic, I know he's... He doesn't have the agility he used to like the rest of us. Kamen, long pass left corner. Now Barron underneath, knocked away Erickson. She reached in there and able to get the steal for Sioux High. Here come the Blue Devils. Underneath is Haller, up and in.
Great job. That's four fast break opportunities, 8 points. That's the way to finish.
3.5 to go in the third, 41-34. Sioux High's largest lead is 6. Kamen, crossover dribble around two Blue Devils. Another block by Erickson. Bink tried to save it, and she could not. And it goes out of bounds and back to Sioux High. Erickson may not be scoring all the points, Ray, but she's doing so much at the defensive end.
Yeah, and I think Escanaba's got a good point. If Erickson blocked the ball and the ball hit the floor first.
Yes. Now McLean, that they should have kept possession. There's a shot, right corner, Haller for three, and it's good.
And that's her sweet spot. She's the X factor. Teams try and stop Alaspa and Erickson, but not Haller.
And it's a 10-point Blue Devil lead, and Kelger with a steal. Back it goes over to Haller. They bring it down, and a whistle on the play, and a timeout. Mike Beveridge is even hotter now because Sioux High's taking control of this game, up by 10, 44-34.
What a turnaround. I mean, it's Sioux High is all over the place. Their defense is swarming, so Escanaba's not getting the easy shots.
That must have been some halftime speech.
Next time I'm going to have to sneak in and listen.
Hang in case you get back into coaching, you can steal something there. But a 44-34 lead for Sioux High. And you know, I mentioned Erickson. You know, she's doing all the little things, right? The blocks. She has two blocks in this half. She's creating steals, the rebounds. She's not scoring, you know, to a frenetic pace, but she doesn't need to. She's letting her teammates do that, or they're getting it done.
Yes.
But what she's doing at the defensive end of the floor, that's really been a big key, I think, in the second half.
Oh, yeah. It makes a huge difference when you got a shot blocker. And even on the offensive end, they have 1.5, 2 players always shading toward, so she's opening up spaces for other players.
Haley Knowles on the inbounds out of the Escanaba timeout. Largest Sioux High lead of the game is 44-34. 2:56 to go in the third. Lily Kelger brings the ball down the floor to the right wing side above the three-point arc to Haller, the low block, McLean. McLean nearly turned it over, deflected pass, Erickson. Back to Jordan, free throw line extended, Erickson underneath. This is Kelger. Tough shot up and in for Lily.
And she's got that side of the lane. She is phenomenal.
It is a 46-34 Sioux High lead. 2.5 to go in the third. Kamen working the point guard position. Guarded by Knowles. Right wing side above the three-point arc. Barron underneath. Mankiewicz. Shot blocked by Erickson. She gets it back up. And a whistle on the play. See what they're calling a foul before the shot, I think.
I think it's a jump held ball, so it will go to Escanaba.
So they call the arrow back. It goes to the Eskimos. Haller will leave for Sioux High. Alaspa in with McLean, Knowles, Kalger, and Erickson. The left wing side, dribble drive, right hand, Kamen. Kicks it back out. Barron for three from the left wing. Off the rim, no good. Off the top of the backboard, it goes out of bounds. And the last touch, you can see the signal here. I think it's Escanaba ball it is. They'll inbound it underneath. It will be Mankiewicz.
See, I always question that as a coach. They reached and knocked it out. How can it be their ball?
Maddie on the inbounds. Maddie Mankiewicz. Right wing side, Salo. A three over Alaspa. Up it in.
Salo is a dominant player.
Only a sophomore. Just brought up not that long ago from the JVs. Alaspa brings it up right wing side. Rolls off a screen. Lob pass in the give and go. McLean dishes back to Kalger. Driving in on Kamen. And they draw right into a foul on Nicole Kamen. That will be her third.
And I think that's a fortunate call because Escanaba was there. Kalger drove into it. That was the one play I always as a coach, like, how can be that a block? They went out of control and initiated contact.
Three fouls for Kamen. First free throw, up and in for Kalger.
That's nice. We got to start making our free throws.
47-37, Sioux High by 10, minute 58 left, third quarter. Kalger hits them both.
Good for her. By making these baskets, it makes Escanaba have to inbound and not get in transition.
48-37, Sioux High. Salo with the ball, half court. Carney Salo, guarded by Alaspa. Now up high at the charity stripe, back to Salo, tied up by Lily, and Alaspa gets it right into a jump ball, and the arrow goes to Sioux High.
And everything is going Sioux High's way. When you come out and have energy and play with enthusiasm and passion, good things always happen.
48-37, Sioux High right now with the lead over Escanaba. Alaspa bringing the ball up the floor. Now Lily kicks it back outside. It goes to Kalger. Kalger back out to McLean. Head faking a three. Lobs it underneath. Bad pass. She put it in a crowd of people. Stolen away by Escanaba. They bring it down. Kamen goes right to the rack. Up and in with the left hand.
Yep. And when you get bad shots, turnovers, you get allow Escanaba to get in transition.
48-39, Sioux High with the lead. Knowles now, right wing side with a minute 15 to go in the quarter. Haller on the right sideline now with the ball on the perimeter, stolen away by Bink. She saves it, and now here come the Eskimos as they bring it back the other way. Right wing side, Barron stolen by Knowles. She saves it before it goes out of bounds. Right wing side, Salo for three, off the rim and no good. Rebound, Sioux High. Knowles comes away with the rebound for Sioux High. Whistle on the play, contact made. 54.4 seconds to go in the third, and a 48-39 Sioux High lead.
And you can see Escanaba's getting frustrated right now. They're starting to reach when they normally played good defense. Now Escanaba's going to go to a full court press to try and change things up.
Salo, her first foul of the game. Knowles in the inbounds. Mackenzie Bell comes in. 54.4 to go in the third quarter. Sioux High up 48-39. Full court press by the Eskimos, as Ray alluded to. Knowles gets the ball. She'll dribble drive left hand. Now Haley with those lanky arms. That long wingspan pushing off with Salo. Now up top, Salo gives her plenty of room to Alaspa at midcourt. Alaspa around Bink. Left wing side, Bell. Whistle and a travel on Sioux High and Mackenzie Bell. Escanaba ball with 36.2 seconds to go here in the third.
Yeah, Mackenzie got out a little late and she was a little awkward when she caught the ball.
Murray Bink brings the ball down. Murray Bink, crossover dribble, swing pass in the perimeter. He'll get the ball down low in the paint. And this is Kamen, tough shot up and in.
Yeah, the great play to get her the ball in that mid-post range.
48-41, Sioux High with the lead. Alaspa now brings the ball down for Sioux High. Lily Alaspa, swing pass right wing side. Haller driving inside. Now Jordan whistle on the play. And we get a stoppage on the floor. Foul called to the right wing on the Eskimos.
Jordan was very determined to get the ball to the rack. They had him in foul. She had an open lane just after she turned the corner.
Salo second for Kearney. Salo and Escanaba. McLean lobs it out to Knowles on the right wing. She had to backpedal for it. Now back to Emily. Emily now to Haller. Left wing side for three. That is off the mark. Off the rim. Rebound Suhai. The horn will sound. That's the end of the third quarter of play. And a big quarter for Suhai. They retake the lead. And they have a 48-41 lead going in to the fourth quarter of play. Suhai up by seven. Back in 60 seconds with the final quarter of girls basketball in the Sioux on 1230 WSOO. Back live with the final quarter of play. Suhai up 48-41. Escanaba with the ball. Bailey Barron, dribble drive left hand, moves in the paint, stops and pops and hits that shot for Escanaba. They cut it down to 48-43, 5-point Blue Devil lead. Early stages here in the fourth. A last bet to charity stripe. She'll stop. Her shot is short. Rebound Haller. Jordan brings it down now. Drives the hoop. Whistle. And she will go to the line for Suhai with 7:31 to go in the fourth. Nice play by Jordan, taking it right to the rack, and she will be shooting free throws.
Yep, got the offensive rebound and went right to the rack and went up strong.
And the foul, who'd that go to? That shot up and in, is that hard to read?
Kamen.
Kamen, her fourth. That's big, Ray.
Yeah, it is.
Haller hits the free throw. 49-43, Suhai 50-43. Haller hits that free throw as well. She hits them both. Blue Devils by seven. 7.5 to go in the fourth. Now it's played to Bailey Barron. Barron, long pass. Free throw line extended. This is Kamen. Crossover dribble. Back out to Landcor. Landcor now left side. Dribble drive in the lane. He'll kick it back out to Kamen. Guarded by Knowles. She'll stop and pop over Haley. It's short. Rebound goes to Suhai. And they'll bring it down. It's Alaspa. Long pass in transition. Knowles. She was driving a little erratically in the lane. And a whistle contact made. It looked, they don't call the foul. Went out of bounds on Escanaba.
Which, that's good for us.
Right.
But I can't see how that's.
Either do I. Underneath in the inbounds, a shot no good. And Landcor with the rebound, whistle on the play. And contact made. Let's see what they're going to call. It's just a jump ball possession. Arrow goes to Suhai. Haller underneath. Jordan, right wing side to Claire. On the three-point arc, long pass Kelger. Suhai 50-43 have the lead. Down low on the blocks, Erickson, bad pass. Picked off there, and here come the Eskimos back the other way. They'll bring it down. This is over to the right-wing side of Landcor. She'll stop and pop for three. It's short. Rebound back in the hands of Haller. Haller pushes it down in the outlet, left-wing side. Haller now brings it down over to Erickson. Now there's Knowles for three. It's no good. Rebound, and a whistle on the play. And a foul called on Kelger, I believe.
Yeah, actually, you could have called that either way. They were both pushing.
And now it will go back to Escanaba as Suhai with the foul on Kelger. Full court press by the Blue Devils, up by seven. 50-43, 6.5 to go in this girls' basketball game in the Sioux. Murray Bank, crossover dribble, lost her handle on it. Loose ball, rebound, back to the Eskimos. Landcor, mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound, Suhai Alaspa. She's double-teamed, kicks it out now to Erickson. Long pass, Knowles in transition. So stop, underneath, puts it up and in for Haley Knowles.
And Suhai is perfect this half on scoring in transition.
52-43, Blue Devils up by nine. 6 minutes to go here in the fourth. And a dandy basketball game. Now left wing side, Landcor. Landcor back out to Bank. Bank hanging on about a foot outside that perimeter. Haller defending. Now a head fake and a three at the free throw line extended by Salo. Back to Landcor. Landcor up top, free throw line extended. There's Barron. She's deadly. That shot no good. Rebound goes to Suhai. It was Haller underneath now. They'll work it to the left wing side rather to Alaspa. Alaspa dribble drive back to the midcourt. 5.5 to go in the fourth, 52-43 Blue Devils. Knowles hanging onto the ball, right wing side Kelger. Lily now starts her dribble to the left hand. Free throw line extended, their sloppy pass. Erickson can't hang on. Picked off there by Escanaba. Here come the Eskimos, down by nine, 52-43 Suhai. 5:15 to go in the fourth. Salo right wing side above the three-point arc trying to get around Kelger, and she gets entangled there. Knowles and Kelger in between her, and they call the foul on the Blue Devils. 5:10 to go in the fourth.
Yeah, that last turnover by Suhai, their spacing was all, they had too many players too close. They got to be spaced out.
That's three fouls on Kelger. Monkovich will inbound after the timeout. 5:10 to go in the fourth. Suhai 52, Escanaba 43. Blue Devils had 19 points in that third quarter. Again, they were down by five going in to the third. A huge quarter to turn this around. Getting a little sloppy in this quarter as they've had a few turnovers, and Escanaba has not been able to counter, though, to close the gap. It's a 9-point Sioux High lead.
Yeah, and I would, if I'm Coach Bennett, I'm telling my team, we'll take the fast break if it's there. If it's not there, let's work the ball on offense. We don't have to rush the shot. We want to keep taking good shots because the clock is starting to become more of an enemy than Escanaba is.
52-43, Blue Devils of the lead here at the Sioux High Gym and Girls Basketball. Tomorrow night, it's boys basketball from Newberry. Casey Cook will have the call for us on Radio Sioux. Tip-off show will be around 7 o'clock on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Sioux High boys basketball at Newberry in Straits Area Conference play. 52-43, Sioux High right now with a 9-point lead. Eskimos will inbound underneath their own basket. Mankiewicz to do the honors. Maddie Mankiewicz for Escanaba. Rod Priscorn hands her the basketball. Mankiewicz lobs it outside to midcourt. Now Salo, guarded by Kelger. She'll roll off a screen to the left side. Salo dribble driving the lane. Kicks it right wing corner now. Mankiewicz along the baseline. Whistle on the play as McLean bumped her and gets the foul.
Yeah, and that's a good call because she did step over and bump her, but we'll take it.
First foul of the game on Emily McLean. Mankiewicz in the inbounds underneath the Escanaba basket. 9-point Sioux High lead. Lob pass out with 5 minutes to go in the game. Now up high in the post, Kamen. Kamen swing pass left corner. Mankiewicz trying to get around McLean. Now Mankiewicz back out to Bailey Barron. Barron now right wing side. There's Salo wide open for three. Kelger came over late. Shot no good. Rebound Sioux High. Haller again. Here come the Devils as they'll bring it down. This is Jordan Haller. Haller with a lot of rebounds in this second half. Been a key contributor for Sioux High, a last play at midcourt. 4.5 and change left in the fourth. Sioux High with a 9-point lead, 52-43. Crossover dribble in the lane. Alaspa, left wing side inside the three-point arc. McLean, nice lob pass. Kelger, shot blocked by Kamen. And now it's taken the other way. Here come the Eskimos underneath. Bink shot, no good, but a foul. And it's on Knowles.
And I think Bink's intention driving was to draw the foul, try and get a three-point play. If not, go to the free throw line.
52-43 Sioux High. Two fouls on Knowles. 4:19 to go in the fourth. Bink's first free throw, no good.
And this is where you have to take really good shots. You don't want turnover, a shot block where you can get Escanaba out in transition.
Murray Bink at the line for the Eskimos. Second shot, that's good. Cuts it down to eight, and they'll get a timeout. 52-44 Sioux High. 4:19 to go here in the fourth quarter of play. Getting to the point, critical possession here for Sioux High. They haven't scored in a while, lead down to eight, and obviously they're not out of the woods here. It's still a close game, and with Escanaba's ability to hit the three and Kamen also inside, outside, this is, I think, a big possession coming out of the timeout.
Yeah, I would maybe expect Escanaba to be like a 1-3-1 half-court trap. I'm Sioux High. I want a good shot. I don't want a shot that's going to get blocked. I don't want to give up transition going the other way because that will just start the swing momentum. Escanaba will feel, get some rhythm going. They got more hops in their step. Take a good shot. You don't have to score right away. Move the ball. Get Haller open for a three if they're going to play a zone. They're going to play man, spread the floor, drive dish. You control the ball. You have the ball. You're the boss. You're in control.
Blue Devil hockey Saturday night in the Cherry Capital. I'll be on hand for that. Sioux High at Traverse City Central at the Howe Arena. Face-off show around 6:45 to 6:50 on Radio Sioux and 1230 WSOO and 1230WSOO.com. And we'll have that for you on Saturday night. Blue Devils and the Trojans. Sioux High coming off a nice win over Big Rapids. Kelger nearly traveled at half court. Gets the ball to McLean. Now Alaspa hanging out of the ball. 4 and change to go. Sioux High up 52-44. And now this is Alaspa. Nice give and go on the back door. Cutter. McLean is there, up and in.
And that's what you want. They set the floor up, so it's just a two-person game on one side.
Lead is 10. Came into the left corner for three is Bink, and she drains that and holds her pose for a moment. 54-47 Sioux High. Alaspa, half court. Kelger. Kelger, dribble drive left hand, left wing corner in the perimeter. McLean back up top, Alaspa to the left side, defended by Barron, giving her plenty of room. Going to roll off a screen from McLean at the free throw line. Alaspa, shot no good. Rebound, Monkovich. Monkovich brings it down for the Eskimos to Barron. Barron kicks it off to Salo. Salo, crossover dribble back to Kamen. Nicole stops and pops, long two at the charity stripe, but it's good. The
shooter's touch bounced around and fell in.
Tell you what, that's a bad kid there. That's a tough shot from a tough angle. Here comes Sue High. Knowles gets stripped of the ball, but a foul and a reach in by Mari Bink. Her second.
Well, we lucked out that it was a foul there because the timing could a little bit different. Could have been 2 points the other way.
3:05 to go in the fourth quarter. It's a 54-45 Sue High lead. And now here comes Alaspa driving the lane. Shot blocked, but a foul on Monkovich. You thought she got all ball there.
That was a good cut by Alaspa, but if Erickson would have just turned and looked, she's one-on-one with no one around her. That would be a perfect situation for her to take the ball to the rack.
At a Freudian slip moment ago, 54-49 is the score. Sue High with the lead. Or a... was wrong, I guess is what I should say. Alaspa, shot no good. She'll shoot another.
You were wrong, Dave.
Yep. Well, don't enjoy that too much, saying that. Wife probably recorded that if she was listening.
Don't they always?
I think they do. They know when we're wrong even more than we know. As the second shot is good, Alaspa hits it, and Sue High has a six-point lead, 55-49. Right wing side, Monkovich with the ball, 2:55 to go. Guarded by Erickson, she'll roll up top with it. Back to Bailey Barron. Barron guarded by Alaspa, plenty of room Lily's given her. Right wing side for three off the mark from Bink. Rebound, Sue High, it's Heller again with another rebound. And here comes Sue High the other way underneath Kelger. Kelger boxed in the corner underneath. A crowd of Eskimos are there. They'll lob it back outside to Knowles. They'll work some clock with 2.5 to go. And a 55-49 Sue High lead in girls' hoops. Knowles guarded there by Salo. Right wing side, stripped of the ball, went out of bounds. And it will be Sue High ball on that right sideline. Devils will inbound it in the corner. Haller to do the honors. Haller, Alaspa. Lily rolls up top now. Bailey Barron defending. Swing pass right side. Mid-range jumper up high. Erickson no good. Haller's there. Loose ball rebound. And we get a jump ball arrow, and it will go to the Eskimos.
A nice job by Haller to give the Sioux a chance to get that ball.
She's been all over the glass tonight here in the second half.
Yes, she has.
All Windex team, as Dick Vitale would say.
There you go.
Now this is Salo bringing the ball down on a 55-49 lead. Ooh, a lot of contact there. She'll roll off a screen. A little shove by Salo. Whistle. Foul before she was able to take the shot. Contact on the Blue Devils. 2:02 to go in the fourth.
Yep. Kelgar had her hands all over her. Good call by Steve Wilson.
And that's Lily's fourth foul. Monkovich underneath on the inbounds. They'll lob it right wing side. Kamen. Kamen, stop and pop, mid-range jumper short, rebound Kelger is there for Sue High. Devils bring it down, Kelger pushes the ball across half court, Lily over to the other Lily, Alaspa. A minute 50 to go, Sue High up 55-49. Alaspa rolling up top, Barron defending. They'll work some clock here, definitely in under 2 minutes to go and a six-point lead. Alaspa hanging onto the ball up top, making Escanaba come to her. Erickson at the three-point arc to the left wing side. Back out to midcourt, Alaspa. Alaspa working some clock down to a minute 30 to go. Now she has an open lane. She'll dribble around, just running away from traffic. And now Alaspa has contact. Finally, the clock stops as Salo picks up her third foul.
I think this is when Lily has fun. She gets that...
Yep.
Control the ball. She wants to be the one getting fouled, stepping to the line to make the free throws.
Chase me if you can.
Yep. And great decision. She had the lane, kind of like Dean Smith of the old Four Corners offense.
That was also smart basketball by Sue High. Didn't do anything silly. She could have taken it to the hole. She wanted to. They gave her the lane.
Yeah.
Nope. She twirled around, came back outside. That's smart basketball, why they're number 7 in the state in Division II.
Yep, and this is why this group has won a lot of games playing together. So,
55-49, Blue Devils lead over the Escanaba Eskimos in what has been a fantastic game. Our next girls basketball game should be a dandy in St. Ignace. It's part of the basketball doubleheader in St. Ignace on Monday, and we'll have the tip-off show 5:30. It's the girls first this time. St. Ignace hosting Sue High in girls basketball. We'll have the boys game to follow down in the Straits area coming up on Monday night here on Radio Sue.
Yes, that should be a dandy both games.
Luckily, we have a few days to let our hearts rest here after this one, hey? Yes. Especially when you're playing St. Ignace.
Yes.
And, of course, that is one of the premier matchups, I think, the whole state, the way those two programs have been duking it out the last 2 years. They split the games last year. Sioux High won the earlier matchup in our first girls basketball broadcast of girls hoops this year here in the Sioux over the Saints. A last but the charity stripe, misses the shot. Rebound, Sioux High. Haller's there as she grabbed it, and that shot no good. Here come the Saints, down by six. They'll lob it down. Bink. Left side came in. Mid-range jumper, left side, rolls off the rim. Rebound back to Escanaba. Now Barron able to get it. Right wing side, Mankovic. She hits the deck. 109 to go on the fourth, and she'll be shooting free throws with Maddie Mankovic for the Eskimos. Third foul on Erickson on the night.
Yep. Now the only thing the Sioux has to do is they have to make their free throws when you come down.
McLean coming in for Sioux High. Kelger leaves. As they give the foul actually to Kelger.
Yeah, so she is out of the game. What a good game for her.
Fouling out of the game, Lily Kelger. Mankovic misses the first free throw.
So it keeps it six.
Two possession game with 109 to go.
Yep, really doesn't make much difference at this point. If you're Sioux, you get the ball.
And the rebound, they fight for it. Came in and Erickson goes out of bounds. And they're going to say off of Sioux High. Steve Wilson does. Okay. Thought that went off a black jersey, but all
so
right.
What, that's why I'm kind of looking at you.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. And now Kamen. Kamen back out to Barron. Barron has it stolen away on the by Erickson. Hearing a whistle and a foul on Bailey Barron. Well, they're able to correct that in a hurry with the steal by Claire.
Ball don't lie.
No, it doesn't. 101 to go here in the fourth, and a 55-49 Sioux High lead. Claire Erickson at the charity stripe.
And this is where you got make your free throws. She makes them both. That do wonders. That would make it an 8-point.
And that one is no good. A front half of a 101. The rebound underneath. Haller gets entangled. And a nice play by Jordan to cause that jump ball. And the arrow goes to Sioux High. Talked about Erickson doing the little things right defensively. Haller has been so critical in the second half.
Yeah, she has. She's made big plays defensively and offensively.
They lob it out to Alaspa. Alaspa now finally gets chased down from behind, and a foul on Escanaba. Stops the clock with 57.4 seconds to go. 55-49 Sioux High. Back to the free throw line for the Blue Devils and Alaspa. Have to hit those free throws, as Ray and I have been talking about here. And now Lily at the charity stripe for the Blue Devils. First one's up and in.
That's good. So that makes it now 7-point game, which makes it 3 possessions.
Yep. Makes it even that more difficult for the Eskimos. Attainable, still plenty of time for attainable. Now it's an 8-point game, but a lot more difficult. 57-49, 8-point lead for Sioux High. And now Salo with the ball, guarded by Alaspa, chasing her now, harassing her, trying to get it away, and it's slapped away by Lily. Out of bounds, stays Escanaba ball. 57-49, Blue Devils right now with the lead.
Now, if you're Sioux, you don't need to get a foul, though. Just play good defense. Work with your feet. Don't put them on the foul line.
Now this is Bink, twisting and turning. Mankovic, Kamen splitting around Knowles. What a play up and a little finger roll it in.
Yeah, that was dynamite. Actually, between through three players.
And Kearney Salo with the foul and stops the clock. 57-51 Sioux High lead, and will send the Blue Devils back to the free throw line. Alaspa again.
And this is what the last 30 seconds is going to be. Sioux High go to the free throw line. You make it, you ice the game. If you don't, you allow Escanaba to hang around.
Salo's fourth foul. Alaspa hits it, none but nylon.
Yep. And that's kind of typical with Lily. After she makes that one critical free throw, then she just relaxes and they all start falling in.
Alaspa again, and that should do it. 59-51 Sioux High. They will get to 7-0 on the season, heading into St. Ignace on Monday night. Now that shot short by Lancora. Erickson with the rebound. Devils bring it down. And a whistle contact made with 20.9 seconds to go Another great second half for Sioux High. The one thing we've seen with this team, Ray, so far this year, it isn't picture perfect, perhaps at times. First half a little clunky, but the second half adjustments, and when they come into the second half, they've dominated second half so far this year.
Yeah, especially the third quarter.
Yes.
We saw it against St. Ignace. We saw it against Escanaba, Marquette.
Haley Knowles misses that first free throw, 59-51 Sioux High. Foul was on the Eskimos. Salo, they had her for four already, but they give her four there. And now that second shot is up and in. Missed one, made one for Knowles, 20 seconds to go. Now Escanaba walks the ball up the floor. This is going to be Kamen. Kamen to Salo, left corner over Alaspa, no good. Rebound back to the Blue Devils. They'll run out the clock. Erickson to Knowles, the crowd enjoying this. Sioux High student section very loud. Knowles across half court, hangs on to the ball. The Blue Devils win it, 60-51. Sioux High by nine over Escanaba in a potential rematch of a Division II a regional semifinal come the end of March. It was a dandy, but Sioux High wins this one by the score of 60-51. Ray, your impressions on this one? A very good basketball game, an impressive second half yet again by Sioux High.
Yeah, we talked about it at halftime. Sioux High needed to control the transition game. They needed to convert, needed to stop Escanaba. What'd they do? I think they outscored Escanaba like 12-2 in transition. Rebounding. They needed to stop giving up offensive rebounds. They pretty much did that the entire second half. We talked about 50-50 balls. Sioux High was all over them, especially the third quarter when they pushed up to, I think, 12-14 was their biggest lead. Dynamite job.
Impressive game by Sioux High. Ray, looking forward to Monday night. Of course, St. Ignace will be the opponent down in St. Ignace, 5:30 of the tip-off show. Thanks for joining me here tonight, and we'll see you on Monday for another dandy, hopefully.
Yep, I'll be ready for it. So.
All right, Ray Bell, of course, our basketball analyst here for Sioux High Hoops here on Radio Sioux. We'll take a three-minute timeout and come back. Post-game show, Coach Bennin will be making his way up here, and Sioux High wins this one 60-51. Blue Devils are 7-0. The seventh-ranked team in the state in Division II gets to 7-0 on a dandy win over the Eskimos of Escanaba, 60-51. Back in 3 minutes at 1230 WSOO. Final score, 60-51. Escanaba loses to Sioux High here by nine, and Blue Devils find a way to win yet again as Pat Bennin joins us now. Sioux High off to a 7-0 start. What a second half. That must be, I said to Ray Bell in that fourth quarter, those has to be some pretty good halftime speeches in that locker room. Your team has turned into a pretty good second half team, especially third quarter.
They really accepted the challenge at halftime, and what we talked about wasn't offense, it was defense. We gave up 32 points, I thought, in the first half. That's too much. And I said, you got to hold them up. You got to hold them to 20. We held them to 19, and that's why we won the game. Absolutely. And then we hit shots. We hit some good shots, but I thought, we were way more aggressive getting on the floor after loose balls, creating havoc, and our defense turned the tide tonight in the second half.
Claire Erickson and Jordan Haller, Lily Kelger as well, but those two in particular, Erickson and Haller, tremendous in the second half defensively. Erickson with some blocks. She's problematic in the paint, and Haller, she's like a mosquito that just won't go away.
She is, and she just keeps working. And you talked about it a lot. If things aren't bouncing her way, she doesn't quit. She came right back out. A couple seconds in the first half, she missed a layup. Didn't bother. She came right out, hit some big shots, and defensively, she did a great job on Mari Bink. You're right, Claire. Help side defense. When Haley was doing all her work on Kamen, Claire was there for two or three blocks, and they rebounded the ball. I didn't think we rebounded the ball well in the first half, and in the second half, we did. And Lily Kelgar was all over the court tonight. Everywhere you look, she got loose balls, dive, made big plays that won't show up necessarily in the stat line or in the scorebook, but she made some huge plays.
And just, like I said, that third quarter, how your team just came shot out of a cannon, Pat, and then the offense came, and that's, the old motto, the motto of defense wins championships. Well, it also could create offense as well, as we saw in the third quarter.
Well, when I was walking in the locker room, I said, dang, Dave Watson, this is going to be a defensive battle. We gave up 32 points in the first half. I said, talk about a jinx.
Well, that's me. You know, I'm always there for the cause there. But you said it in the tip-off show interview, Pat, that this is a game that you look at, you think it's going to be a low-scoring game, but it turns not to be the case.
Absolutely not.
There's too many weapons out there on both sides of the floor.
There are, and, you know, and there is. Kameen Kidd's excellent. You know, number two, I don't know her name right now.
Bailey Barron.
She can hit some threes, man. She hit four on us in the first half. We did a much better job. Binks, a solid player.
Salo's going to be really good.
Salo's going to be good, and that's the adjustment we made. We put Kelgar on her more and more, made it more difficult for her to bring the ball up the floor. But a great team win. The kids are excited. You know, no game Saturday. I don't think they're too disappointed about that because we get to go.
I think that's a good thing after the way this game played out here tonight.
I do too, and we're going to need a couple days rest to get ready for Sedegnus on Monday.
Well, we'll see you on Monday, Pat. Nice job. Congrats to the girls.
All right, thanks, Dave.
All right, that's Pat Bennon, the head coach of Sioux High Girls Basketball. Blue Devils win this one here 60-51. And we'll come back with the girls' docket next game preview and the final totals as well. Actually, I'll do the girls' docket right now and Coach's Corner promo. A reminder, Coach's Corner, Saturday morning, 11:05 a.m. till noon. We'll have the scores that matter. Our guests will include Sioux AAA Indians hockey team representatives, Sioux High Boys basketball head coach Mike Fitzner, all that, and this week in high school sports and much more on Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and tune in as well. Sioux High girls basketball looking at our girls docket. Back in action Monday as they'll head to St. Ignace to take on the St. Ignace Saints in the second matchup of the year. The first one was a dandy Sioux High win, 57-52 here in the Sioux back in early February. That put the Saints to an 0-2 start. Since then, they have been red hot. 5 wins in a row coming into tonight's game at Sheboygan. You can hear all the action Monday night. It's a basketball doubleheader from St. Ignace. Ray Bell will join me for the call. We'll have the girls' first tip-off show at 5:30 p.m. It'll start at 5:45 with the start of the game, and then the boys will follow in St. Ignace on Radio Sioux, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. We'll come back with the final totals, next game preview, and a closed shop. Sioux High, the 7th-ranked team in the state in Division II, is off to a 7-0 start as they knock off the Eskimos of Escanaba 60-51, and back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. In this winning cause as the Blue Devils win this one 60-51. 14 two-point field goals of the Devils. Top point getter was Kelgar again with 18 points here in this one as Sioux High moves on to the win of 60-51. The key was that third quarter, 19 points. They outscored them 19-9 and they trailed 32-27 did Sioux High going into the third quarter. And they turned the tide with 19 in that third quarter. 19-9, they outscore them, and that was a big difference here in this one as Sioux High put the defensive clamps on the Eskimos in that second half of play. Sioux High's 7-0 with the win. Escanaba with the loss drops to 3-3 with the loss here tonight. Time for our next game preview, Blue Devil Boys Basketball, and that will be tomorrow night from Newberry, and the Blue Devils will take on the Indians. Casey Cook will have the call from the Newberry Gym, and that will be here on Radio Sioux and 1230WSO.com and the TuneIn app as well. Tip-off show around or there about 7 o'clock. Might be a little bit before. Casey does start a little bit early, but have it on around 7. You'll be able to hear boys basketball Sioux High taking on the Newberry Indians. A reminder, replays of Radio Sioux's Blue Devil Basketball or Blue Devil Athletics coverage here on 1230 WSOO are available at podcast.1230WSOO.com. You have been listening to Sioux High Girls Basketball on the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO. For my partner, Ray Bell, tonight's broadcast engineer, Emily Pentecost, who did a tremendous job for us. I'm Dave Watson saying the final scores in the Sioux High gym. Escanaba won the JV game 38-30 over Sioux High, but the Varsity Blue Devils win the finale 60-51. Sioux High girls basketball is 7-0 on the season with the win tonight. Final score is Sioux High 60, Escanaba 51 in girls hoops. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.